all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all five tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. Only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back in the jail, the Boss Man Show, kicking off our college football coverage, covering our HBCUs, as we always love to do here on the Boss Man Show. We're going out to Bethune-Cookman to talk to the coach, Terry Sims of the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. Coach Sims, how are things down there at Bethune, man?
Oh, it's going great, man. Everything here is great, man.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, you're heading into year five here leading this program. What do you say has been your biggest accomplishments over your past 5 years leading the Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman?
I would honestly say my biggest accomplishment is having over 73% graduation rate. So
yes,
I think that's the biggest thing. We're winning football games. We're graduating guys too, so that's always a huge pat on the back and tip of your hat to you know these young men, because they're not just playing football; they're going to school and they're getting their education and getting college degrees.
And, Coach, come off last year's 7-win season, Coach. You finished second in the MEAC there. You went to what did you and your staff prioritize this offseason, knowing you played well, finished second in the MEAC? What did you guys kind of target to kind of get better at this spring and summer as you're heading in the fall camp here?
Well, you know, we honestly have been just working on us, because last year, you know, we went back and watched all our games and you know, through our self-scout, we just found out, you know, the games that we were not successful in were just games that we didn't finish. We didn't, you know, put forth enough effort in the end. You know, our guys are always playing the game. They're always playing hard. They love to play the game. But we did not finish in all three phases of the game at some point in time during the season last year.
And also, Coach, as you went through this spring and summer here, who are some guys you want to highlight whose games really improved over this offseason with the workouts, with getting stronger, and guys you expect to play key roles for you going forward here?
Well, you know, we have a large number of guys coming back, you know, defensively. Marcus Ford, Marquise Hendricks, Devin James, you know, all those guys. Sam Mark at corner, Jamari Laguerre. You know, those guys are all coming back. They all played for us last year, all played well. You know, Henry Miller's another guy, Trevor Merritt. You know, we have a lot of guys coming back on defense that played a lot of snaps for us last year. And all those guys that have come back, I think, even better. And it's not just the physical part. It's the mental part of the game. You know, they understand more about not just our scheme, but the game of football. And offensively, you know, Akivas Williams is back, quarterback. We have Jimmy Robinson back. Quayshon Byrd will be back this year. We have a lot of guys that you know, may be new to you guys, but not to us. You know, Darryl Powell at receiver. He's the guy that was a freshman last year. Didn't play last year, but he'll get, you know, a lot of playing time this year, and he's just been a bright spot for us in camp so far.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, look at the landscape of college football, Coach, and just how you go about marketing the Bethune-Cookman brand to kids and trying to keep good kids in the state of Florida home playing for you guys, because Florida's got a lot of talent down in Florida. So how do you go about trying to target guys with all the options in Florida for schools to play ball at?
Well, you know, one thing that any young man that has ever even come on a visit to Bethune-Cookman can tell you, we're going to show you what we have, we're going to sell you what we have. We're not going to paint a picture that's not going to be true if you decide to come to Bethune-Cookman. What you can get here is a family atmosphere. You know, you're going to be treated, you know, as a human being here. You're going to be respected here. You're going to be allowed to be who you are and grow into the person that you're meant to be here, not because of the buildings and your surroundings, but because of the people that are here. So I think, you know, the one thing I can say, you're coming into a true family atmosphere.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, I think For me, I went to Tennessee State, coach. I went there for my undergrad degree, and I think being at HBCU and being close to your coaches and your coaches back, I almost like a second father to you, somebody you can lean on. Susan, how would you take that responsibility, coaching at HBCU school, helping our young black men grow and become great fathers, husbands, and businessmen as they get their degrees and go forward from Bethune-Cookman?
Well, you know, that's been, you know, our motto for a long time here. We're building men, and that's what we do. We're not just talking to them about it. We're showing them. We're showing them how to be great leaders, great husbands, great fathers, you know, great brothers, great uncles. We're showing them. We're not just talking to them about it. So we're taking these young men, and we're walking them down the right path. We're not just pointing, showing them where to go. We're walking with them and showing them how to do it step by step, day by day.
And, Coach, looking at your schedule, I see you come outside of MEAC here. You come to Atlanta for the MEAC SWAC Challenge. That's a great about where I'll be at that game. A home game against Southeastern Louisiana as well, a trip to play to U. So what does getting to play these games out of conference mean for the Bethune-Cookman brand and how you can help and recruit and how can you bring a university when you play schools like this and play in classes like the one here in Atlanta with the MEAC and SWAC Challenge there?
Well, you know, we definitely look at where we're playing when we play out of conference games, because it does help the recruiting. And we recruit a lot in the city of Atlanta and the surrounding area. So coming to Atlanta to actually play a football game and be able to put our brand, you know, on that stage in you know, at the MEAC SWAC Challenge, it's a great opportunity for our program, a great opportunity for our university. And you know, playing Southeast Louisiana, playing, you know, we beat them 2 years ago when we played them, and having them come to our place this year, it's always great to play other FCS schools, you know, out of conference. One, just to see how you match up. You know, and playing University of Miami, that's something that's always great for our guys, because we have a large number of guys from down south. And a lot of them either play with or against a lot of the guys that play for the University of Miami. So they get up for their games just like they do any other game. And it's a fun affair for them. And it's a huge recruiting tool for us when we go back down recruiting with those guys, knowing they will have an opportunity every other year to go and play the University of Miami.
Now, Coach, can you show the listeners about the depth of the MEAC Conference and how the football is getting improving in the conference each year? And just give the listeners a little bit of taste about what you know about the league as a whole that a lot of the fans might not know about the MEAC the way you or I know about it.
Well, I mean, if you look at the MEAC, and this is my 13th year in the league, it's a league that has grown a lot. And, you know, you can't say enough about, you know, Commissioner Thomas and his staff and the things that they have done to enhance this conference. There are a lot of great coaches in this league, a lot of great players. You want to see a great brand of football when you come and watch a MEAC football game. You're going to see a well-coached game, a well-played game.
You got that right, Coach. I feel like a lot of time people, if you're not in the big conferences, they act like this, the football isn't good. You have to really watch the game and see what you're seeing in the MEAC. And for me, seeing our young black athletes out there competing against one another makes my heart smile as a HBCU grad myself. Seeing young men competing against each other after the game, still showing love after a great competition out there on that field.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that, you know, we talk about at our coaches' meeting. There's always going to be sportsmanship. You know, we all understand someone has to win and someone has to lose. And after the contest is over, there's nothing to do but, you know, congratulate the winner and continue to move, whether that's you or the opposite team. But you have to have sportsmanship, and you have to learn, not only just from wins, but you have to definitely learn from losses. And I think, you know, that's the one thing that a lot of coaches in this conference, you know, have done over the years. We have taught these young men, you know, the importance of sportsmanship and the importance of treating other people right.
You got that right, Coach. That's what I got for you, Coach. This now, I know you're a busy guy, so if you could, Coach, tell us like what's a typical day like for you in the office during this time of year? Is it like film in the morning, meeting with administrators and meeting with players, meeting with the professors? How's your day typically structured this time of year?
Well, I usually get to the office about 5:30, quarter to six every morning, and you know, I have to get myself together as far as practice schedules, meeting notes, and my meeting notes go a long way. They go from you know, my meeting notes that I have to have with my administrators, with my vice president, with my sport administrator, and you know, I have meetings with coaches, meetings with players. So that's the first part of my morning, getting all that stuff together, you know, then actually having those meetings and watching film, trying to make sure that we're doing the right things in practice and we're moving our guys forward. So that's about, you know, 9 o'clock when all that's done. And then you go into the latter part of your day. And, you know, at camp, we've been practicing in the mornings. So, you know, we go to practice at 9:30, and after we get out of practice, you know, it's lunchtime, so you eat, you know, you take a shower, you watch the practice film, and you get ready for a series of meetings with the players after that. You know, after we get together the staff and, you know, go over the film, go over the notes. Then we'll meet with the players, and we go over corrections and install a little bit more. And about 11:30, quarter to 12, we get out and go home and start it all over again.
Wow. So, Coach, that's a heck of a day there, Coach. That's a heck of a day there, man. That's an 18-hour day almost, at minimum.
Hey, that's what it takes.
I hear that, man. Oh, man, that's what I got for you. Hey, right, Coach, how you like my guy, Coach Ritter, man? He's a real cool dude, man. He has a little swag about him as well. How you like my man Ryan down there with you guys, Coach the basketball team there?
Oh, Ryan's a great guy, man. I was in on Ryan's interview. You know, he's a guy that's from Daytona, coached down the street at Daytona State. I think just an exceptional young coach. Very energetic, you know, very personable guy, and he does it the right way. And you can see that by looking at his teams. And his basketball teams compete. They get after it every day, and they're doing the right things, you know, on and off the court. So, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about him.
Well, Coach, I'll be in Pensacola when you come to Atlanta, but I hope I can get back in time to see you guys play. But like I said, I know I got to go down there for a little meeting, but hopefully I'll see you guys at the hotel or something when you come to the city, man, and hope you get the win as well, Coach.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Coach Sim, thank you again, sir. Best of luck to you this season, man. Talk to you real soon, brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. This is Terry Sims on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blue Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back here on Jared the Boss Man Show. We're here with the coach of the Alcorn State Braves, Coach Fred McNair. Coach, how are things over there in Mississippi, man? I know it's real hot down there.
Man, it's kind of warm out here, man. wish we had air conditioning outside, you know, during the course of practice. But it's been good, man. The weather's been good for us. Have to change some schedule time, you know, due to the heat index here in Mississippi, man. You know, that Mississippi humidity, man, it ain't no joke, you know. So it's been good. You know, the kids are learning to adapt and make some adjustments. So during the course of the day, you know, practice time-wise. But it's been good so far.
Now, Coach, you're heading into year four leading the Braves. What do you feel like has been your biggest accomplishment since you took over this program in 2016?
You know, the biggest thing is, man, just being consistent in what we do here at Alcorn, man. You know, it's very rare you find a team to win 5 Eastern Division titles at, you know, in a row. But, you know, just being consistent and getting the kids to play hard is one thing. And having a good coaching staff, you know, a big part for me. The coaches here have been my backbone, man. They work hard and they're very loyal to me and this program here, man. So and they just dedicated. You know, the players come out and work hard and dedicate themselves to being a student, going to class, and after that, you know, being a football player, you know. It's a lot of stuff they got going on, so it takes a lot of leadership to build this team the way we built it over the last few years.
And, Coach, speaking of consistency, you mentioned, Coach, I mean, last year you had 9-win season last year, made it to the Celebration Bowl here in Atlanta. So coming off that season that you had success last year, what did you and your staff prioritize this offseason to kind of say, hey, we got to get better as you self-scouted yourself and try to find ways to improve coming into the 2019 season here, starting here real soon?
Just across the board, you know, we evaluate at the end of the year, and first we have to, you know, find players that that want to be here at Alcorn. We lost a lot in our senior class this past year. Going out and recruit the players that want to be here, find out what we need as far as depth-wise and position. You know, those things that we have to do as a staff kind of helps us out to make this team better in any way we can as far as recruiting and finding the marketing guys to come in and play. You know, but the overall thing is that, you know, just getting these guys to buy into your system and get them to do the things that you're teaching and like I said, being dedicated to what you do.
Exactly, Coach. And as you prepare for the season in the spring and the summer here now as fall camp began, who are some guys who you really like to highlight that really has shown great vast improvement this year over this offseason to get to actually contribute to, on the field in every phase of the game for you guys this coming season?
You know, our secondary was pretty much a veteran secondary last year. Had some older guys in some spots, and just seeing these guys that's 1 year players, you know, in the secondary now, I think that's one of the spots that we really, really talked about the biggest improvement that we need to grow quickly. You know, we lost some good guys on that side of the ball and linebacker positions, and you know, but you know, we're doing all the right things to cover those holes up that we need to for us position wise and offensively. You know, we got some things that we have to do over there as well. You know, we got some spots we have to fill and grow depth. You know, so that's the biggest thing that we're trying to do as a coaching staff. Make sure we got enough guys to go out and play in those positions. Whether it's two deep or three deep, you know, because the first part of the year is going to be a hot one. We're going to need some guys to come in and play right away.
You got that right, Coach. And looking at your schedule outside of the SWAT games, you got those games at Hattiesburg and Southern Miss down there. You know, you got a Mississippi College, you're playing them, a trip to McNeese State. Also, homecoming, you got Savannah State outside of your SWAT game. So, like you said, it's the first part of the year is going to be very warm. You got to make it humid. You got to make sure that you're hydrated very well. You got you in the right shape. You got the right wind to be able to sustain a four-quarter game. I mean, you ain't done that in over almost 8 months there.
Well, you know, of course, you want to try to win them all, you know. But, you know, the biggest thing, the first three ball games, you kind of feel – where you at? You know, you playing Southern Miss first and kind of get an idea of what you got and what kind of depth you're going to need and going into your SWAC season, you know. So you got them and you come back and play Mississippi College for the second ball game. Just kind of feel and see where you at there. And then you got McNeese State down in Lake Charles. So, you know, just give us an opportunity to play a lot of guys and kind of feel our way through before we get into the SWAC season. So, it's going to happen fast, you know, so we have a short time to get ready, you know, less than 2 weeks away from the Southern Miss ball game, you know, right at 2 weeks. But, you know, we're going to find the right chemistry and the right nucleus that put together on all three phases of the game. You know, special team plays a big role in it. We've got to find some guys to be able to play special team as well, you know, and those guys, some of the guys is pretty much going to be some of your starters on offense and defense too as well, so. That kind of stuff, you know, you just got to find depth and in the right spots and plugging in people to just play special teams as well.
And, Coach, you kind of mentioned about going out and finding the right guys earlier in the conversation about the ones to be at Alcorn. So how do you go about marketing a program to keep talented young men in the state of Mississippi to to say, hey, come to, let's go to Alcorn and build something good there. They win. They always competing in the SWAC conference each year. So how do you go about marketing that to guys, get guys to stay home and come play at Alcorn and get a chance to play and win? Because it don't matter if you're FCS or FBS. If you put out there on good tape, you will be found and seen by a pro scout.
Oh, ain't no doubt. And, you know, Alcorn has been a good tradition as far as putting players into the NFL, you know, back in the days. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to have a lot of guys that come from the SWAC period to go to the NFL and play. You know, we got one now that's in there at the Baltimore Ravens, DeLance Turner. And, you know, he got there by way of special teams. And now he's got a chance to be part of the running back nucleus for the Ravens. And we got a guy up in Indianapolis now, Sterling Shippey with the Colts. So, you know, those guys is pretty solid, man. They just need opportunity. You know, they take advantage of it and they go from there. You know, but just selling this program, you know, I think that we as a coaching staff, we go out and find the guys that want to be at Alcorn. You have to want to be here to come here and play. And the next thing, we're always trying to find out the right character players, you know. You just can't come here and be one of those guys that just want to just play football. You got to be wanting to get an education as well. So we factor that all into what we do as recruiting and selling this program the best way we can, because here in Mississippi, we very seldom get a lot of Mississippi kids to come here to Alcorn, because if they're qualifiers or if they're better than that, you know, the big schools chew them up, you know. So we left with the so much more than the crumbs of the cookie jar. So we have to make do what we can with the old guys. And which, you know, they love to come here, man, and they play well when they get here. So we're taking advantage of every opportunity as coaches to get those kind of players, that those tier three star players. We may find a four-star player that want to be here. And I think we've been doing a great job in recruiting to get those kind of players here at Alcorn State. So pretty much lucky to be in a position that we're in. Got a winning tradition, and that's what people want. Players want to win. They're not gonna get in there where they can't win. You know, they wanna see what the program is doing. So by that, just selling the program, and I think that's one of the things that we can sell a program on is championships. You know, three SWAC championships in 5 years, five straight East Division titles. You know, that says a lot about what you're doing with your program, and that makes players want to be here.
And, Coach, how much pride do you have coaching at HBCU school? I went to Tennessee State University, Tuesday off there. I went to TSU. So I know that experience being at HBCU, Tennessee State gave me as a young man. So being able to build men, build black fathers, black husbands, black businessmen, black entrepreneurs, how much pride taking knowing that you get to mold these young men's lives, have a lasting effect on them for years to come?
That's the biggest thing that I take pride in, and I love Alcorn State University. You know, they gave me an opportunity to further my education and play football here as well. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in my school, and you know, that's one thing I try to instill in these young men. You know, you don't have the luxury of having the things that the bigger school have, but you have what you have, and you take advantage of it. Take pride in what you have. You know, just being mentors and role models for these young men and trying to grow them the way we've been growing these young men, I think is big for us as coaches, get a chance to lead these guys and guide these young men. You know, a lot of time you get kids that really don't have a father figure, you know, and that's what we play our role as, you know, and just try to grow these young men and get them to do the right thing on campus and the right thing in the classroom. And because they're going to leave here one day. They're not going to leave here going to the NFL. They're going to leave going to a workforce somewhere. You know, they got to go to work. So just being able to mentor them and talk to them about life lessons as coaches, that's what we take a lot of pride in, too, because every guy need a role model. And I think that what we do here at Alcorn and being great coaches and doing the things that we do as a staff is one thing that we present to these young men. We're going to give you the opportunity to be somebody. And I think that we take a lot of pride in that.
And I think, Coach, also HBCU schools give a young man a chance to get a taste of the real world and get taught people who are for them and who know their experience. You know, not taking it away from those Power Five schools or a non-black school, but being an HBCU school, you get that experience. You get people who know you, who know your walk already, and can help guide you and steer you and give you that little bit of a boost to say, hey, let's do it this way, not that, because it'll help you down the road going forward.
Yeah, of course. You know, just being from HBCU schools, you already got a knock on you. So, I tell the kids all the time. I said, look back into the last couple NFL drafts and count on one hand how many players from HBCU schools have been drafted. So we got to take advantage of the opportunity we have. We got to do everything the right way. We got to walk a straight line. And I got to tell the guys all the time, you got to be very special with the NFL shield now. You got to do everything right. You can't have any baggage and things of that nature. So they understand that. Just when you start talking to them about it, and a lot of kids say, well, Coach, we didn't know that. You know, I can't teach you how to run a 4.2. I can't teach
yeah.
You know, you come out and run a 4.2 40, I don't care if you can catch or not. That's going to capture NFL scout eyes, I promise you. You know, so you have a shot then. You come out, you can have the best hands in the world. You run a 4.7 speed, and that's not going to get it. So we have to do everything the right way and make sure we walk in a straight line. But I can tell you, all the kids these days, if I had to do it all over again, I'd be right back here at Alcorn at HBCU school. So this is a great university, great institution, great leadership here. So I think that by that line, you know, it says a lot about what we have to do to make ourselves better. You know, coming from HBCU school.
Yes, indeed. Coach Manera, it's been good to talk to you today, sir. I talked to all that from a family, your brother Steve's, man. I loved him, definitely was in Tennessee when I was there as well, Coach. And I wish you best luck this year. Hope you guys win that swag title again. Get to come see us in Atlanta again, Celebration Bowl. And hopefully I get to shake your hand in person, Coach, as well.
That's our ultimate goal, man. Go Braves.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's Fred Manera here on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back here on Jared the Boss Man Show. We're here joined by Chad Lunsford, the coach of the Georgia Southern Eagles, down in Statesboro, down the road here in Atlanta. Coach, how are things down with you, the Eagles, man? I know you're getting ready for your season here, starting here real soon.
Yeah, man, we're just hard at work, and we got, you know, actually today ended up being a day off from practice. They lifted and did some meetings today, but we're moving into, you know, school starting on Monday, so we've had a good 2 weeks of training camp and moving along nicely.
And Coach, why do you say the big difference in your program since we last spoke in the spring of 2018, how your program has grown over the past year and a half or so here since the last time we spoke to each other about your program here at Georgia Southern?
Well, you know, I think, you know, from the beginning, guys bought in to what we were doing. I think now that they've really seen some success from it, and how we talk about the total Georgia Southern man here, about, you know, trying to become, go from good to great in areas of academics, athletics, social life, spiritual life, and things like that. Now that they've started to see results, I think the buy-in's even more. And, you know, as we bring in new guys to the program, you know, there's a culture that's being set here. So, I think we're going along nicely, and I think that, you know, there's only great things ahead for us.
And, Coach, you mentioned it while we're asking you about Nessa's culture and the camaraderie, because I've noticed it on social media with your team, when I see things posted about your team, how the camaraderie, your guys, the culture that you're building there at Georgia Southern. So, Coach, how do you and your staff go about building that camaraderie and that culture amongst the staff and the players and the whole, everybody else surrounding the program, to get everybody on that same one accord to be Georgia Southern strong in everything they do all day long?
Can you repeat that again? It was kind of breaking up.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, Coach. Yeah, what I was saying was, how do you instead go about building the camaraderie and culture of all the players you have, making sure they all want one accord to be about the Eagles of Georgia Southern, trying to make sure we do everything right each day the right way, always going to class the right way, you know, and also personalize the right way, go to practice and run the right way. How do you get your guys to kind of buy in and just be all one accord for his activities and be together? Because that's very key to winning games, is being on one accord, having that camaraderie and culture there set in stone.
You know, I think it all starts with a positive environment. You know, we're going to always keep things positive. When things are negative, if there is anything negative, we're going to confront it. We're going to make sure that we get that out in the open and we go ahead and eliminate it as best we can and just keep things positive. College football is a business, but for us, it's a family business, and that's the way we treat things around here. So I think the more, you know, each day that we keep doing those same types of things, I think the more that, you know, the guys really enjoy being here.
And, Coach, you know what I noticed about different schools around, say, Georgia, like Georgia Southern and even at Mercer? Like, when you're not in the big city of Atlanta, you're in your town where the school is pretty much the town right there. So you're all together. You become more of as one because not as much to go out and do and get in trouble in. It's just football, class, and your guys. So I feel like it helps you guys become more one and be more cohesive than having the schools in Atlanta, where there's a lot to do here, of course. But being down in Statesboro, being in Albany or Fort Valley or down in America, so like you are with your guys. And that's who you bond with. That's what you do every day. And I think that helps you guys on the field as well, being as one and be on that same accord when it gets tough on the field there.
Yeah, you know, it's it takes work. You know, you just got to continue to build relationships, and our guys do, you know, they do that, and they spend a lot of time with one another. And I think being in Statesboro, Georgia, I think that's really important for them because, you know, it's not the big city of Atlanta. It's not, you know, all these different distractions, all these different things. So, it allows for our guys to really hang out with one another a lot and become closer. And they call it the brotherhood here. And that's what, you know, that's what kind of drives our program. So, you know, I think we're pretty blessed to be in a college town and not just a huge city.
Yes, indeed. And success, you mentioned, Coach, 10 wins last year, a win in the Camellia Bowl there. So, come off the success of last year, what did junior staff prioritize when you went to that self-scout in the spring to see where you guys want to grow it and improve it as you move into the 19th season here, starting here in a couple of weeks here?
Say it one more time.
Yeah, I was saying, what did you guys want to prioritize for us after you come off a 10-win season last year? What did you prioritize in the offseason to make your guys look better, or whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, about the game of football, come off a great year last year?
Well, you know, we talk about last year, but we don't talk about it as being a great year. We talk about it as being a good year. Obviously, people look at it and they go, man, you won 10 games and you went from 2-10 to 10-3, and that was a great season. But when we look at it and we look at the whole history of the Georgia Southern football program, Georgia Southern's about winning championships. And, you know, we came in third place in the Sun Belt last year, and we were in – position to win the thing, and we didn't do well with a target on our back. So, you know, there's a huge chip on our shoulder right now to see if we can go do better this year. And when you go from 2-10 to 10-3, obviously people see huge improvements. And when you go from 10-3 to whatever this season is going to be, that improvement may be smaller. But, you know, so that's why we're chasing that championship ring. And so, you know, I think it's important that our guys do understand that even though we had a good year compared to the year before going 2-10, we've got more out in front of us that we want to try to go do.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, as you prepare for the season here in full swing here coming up, who have been some guys over the spring and the summer and fall camp so far that really stood out to you with their improvement from last year to this year that you want to highlight for our listeners?
You know, some of our guys that, like, if you start talking about our offense first, you know, Shaw Wirtz has obviously been a guy that, as his freshman year, he relied a lot on athleticism, and then as his sophomore year, he became more of a quarterback. And then this year, you know, we're looking forward to him to being more of a coach on the field for us and understanding the total deal. At running back, you know, we lost two senior running backs, and so now we got some young guys that maybe got a little taste last year. A guy like Logan Wright is a guy that has really stepped up, and Wesley Kennedy. Those are guys that we can't wait to see get on the field this year and see what they do now that, you know, it's kind of their time to shine. at receiver, we got some experience there. Mark Mashad, you know, he's a guy that's really worked hard this offseason to put himself in position to have a great senior year for him. And then on the offensive line, we lost two starters that, you know, were big-time players for us. But what I think we'll see this year with our guys is, you know, we've got the same offensive line coach. And at Georgia Southern, that hadn't been the case for a few years. And so now you're going to start to see a more cohesive unit at offensive line between, like, Aaron Dowdell, Jake Cooper, Jake Edwards, you know, a Brian Miller, you know, and guys like that. And so, and then on the defense, you know, we're bringing some guys back. The only positions that we really lost anybody was at safety. So Daryl Baker and Kendrick Duncan are two guys that have really stepped up for us. You know, and they don't have a lot of game experience, but they've got enough to, you know what it's like. And then, you know, when you start talking about linebackers, Rashad Bird, he's a guy that's played a good bit of football for us, and he's continued to get better. Defensive line, Raymond Johnson, Ty Phillips, those are two guys that really make a difference for us in our program. And our outside linebackers, Jay Bowdry and Randy Wade, those are two guys. And then, you know, last but not least, you talk about our two corners in Kendall Vildor and Monquavion Brinson. You know, those are two guys that are getting a lot of NFL attention. And so we're excited about what they'll do this year. And we're excited about our recruiting class. We had some guys come in. We had about six come in mid-year. And they've shown, you know, going through spring practice that they may be able to contribute this year.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, I'm looking at your schedule. It's out of your Sun Belt games, Coach. You got to play at Baton Rouge, LSU, a home game with Maine. You go play at Minnesota, Big Ten school there. Then you have a home game with the Mexico State. So you got four great non-conference games outside of Sun Belt Conference. So what do these games do for you, Coach, and the Georgia Southern brand? Because, I mean, you didn't play against teams like LSU and Minnesota. It can only help you in recruiting there, Coach, big time.
Yeah, you know, our schedule is going to be a tougher one than it was last year. And but obviously getting to go play a team like LSU, SEC school, and then, you know, then playing a really good Maine team who was a semifinalist in the FCS last year. And then, you know, Minnesota, who's a Big Ten team. And then you get into your conference schedule and go play Louisiana. And, you know, they played for the conference championship last year. And you know, and then you got our home schedule, but then you got a tough away schedule in the conference also. And so, again, this is a great opportunity for us because now, you know, maybe a little bit easier schedule last year, now a hard one. That's just another piece of motivation for us. And then obviously being able to get in those markets of LSU and all that, that definitely does help us in the recruiting area.
Yes, indeed. I feel like I said, Coach, you're building something special down there in Georgia Southern. I feel like you guys got some special being built down there. If you could, Coach, speak a little bit more about the Sun Belt Conference. I know we have you guys in Georgia State here in the Sun Belt Conference. So, listeners might not know about the other schools in the conference. Who are some teams we should watch out for that's going to be also good? Like, we expect Georgia State to be good and you guys to be good as well.
You know, we have to take every team serious in our conference. Any team can win any given Saturday. So we don't even look at it like these teams are better than these other teams. We're going to prepare each week, you know, like it's our last, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And we respect all of them.
And, Coach, last one I got for you is this, Coach. People watch your team play this year, Coach. What do you want my listeners here or the fans who watch your team play to take away from watching you guys play every Saturday about when they say, Coach, the Lunsford team really plays with a lot of passion. We want guys to really feel about your team when they watch you guys play.
I just want people to see our identity. Our identity is being blue-collar, being disciplined, and being tough. And like I tell our guys all the time, those three things do not take talent. We have a lot of different talent levels on our football team. We got some really good players. We got some you know, some good players, and then we've got some players that are trying to be good. And, you know, when we're that – but we all can be blue-collar, disciplined, and tough. So anytime somebody watches Georgia Southern play, that's what I want them to walk away from and say, hey, man, that's what those guys are.
Well, Coach Lunsford, I'm proud of what you guys doing with that program. I'm happy for you guys. Love for the school in Georgia to do well. So I definitely look forward to talking to you down the road, Coach, and best of luck to you. I hope you guys stay healthy this year for you, and you everybody your staff have a good year as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's Chad Lunsford, people on the Boss Man Show. or the Southern Eagles.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blue Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
We'll be right back.